Good evening, this is Akashvani and I'm Anita Thapar with the news at 9. Stage set for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha polling in 49 constituencies tomorrow. Second phase of Odisha Assembly elections also to take place. Campaigning for remaining two phases in full swing. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses rallies in Jharkhand and West Bengal. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and SP leader Akhilesh Yadav hold public meetings in Uttar Pradesh. Severe heatwave grips northwest India. Najafgarh in Delhi records 47.8 degrees Celsius today. Heavy rain lashes Kerala. Helicopter carrying Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi makes hard landing. Rescue operations hampered because of bad weather. An Indian jumper Nishad Kumar bagged silver and runner Preeti Pal bronze in World Para Athletics Championship in Japan. All arrangements are in place for the voting of the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories will be covered under this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in this phase. Voting will begin at 7 in the morning and end at 6 p.m. The prominent candidates whose fate will be decided in this phase include BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal, Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and K.L. Sharma, Omar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP, Ram Vilas. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Election Commission has made all arrangements at the polling stations. Basic facilities from ample shade, drinking water, ramps, toilets, wheelchairs to electricity are in place to ensure that every voter, including elderly and persons with disabilities, can cast their vote with ease. Chief electoral officers, district election officers and state machineries have been advised to take adequate measures to manage hot weather conditions in areas where it is forecast. A total of 216 international border check posts and 565 interstate border check posts are keeping strict vigil on any illicit flow of liquor, drugs, cash and freebies. So far, in the first four phases, polling has concluded smoothly in 379 parliamentary constituencies of 23 states and union territories. These elections have registered a total voter turnout of about 66.95%. Subhana Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Odisha, 35 assembly segments are also going to polls in the second phase tomorrow. 265 candidates are in the fray. The political fate of Odisha Chief Minister and BJD Chief Naveen Patnaik, who is seeking a record sixth term, will be decided in this phase. The 77-year-old Naveen Patnaik is contesting from two constituencies, Hinjali in Ganjam district and Kantabanji in Balangir district. Campaigning for the remaining two phases of parliamentary elections are in full swing. While the sixth phase of polling will be held on the 25th of this month, the seventh and final phase of polling will take place on the 1st of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed several rallies in Jharkhand and West Bengal today. Speaking at public meetings in Purulia, Bishnupur and Mednipur constituencies of West Bengal, Mr. Modi said the TMC welcomes infiltrators, but it strongly opposes the Hindu minorities who have come to India after being persecuted. He said the process of granting citizenship under CAA has started and the Congress, Trinamool Congress and left parties could do nothing to stop it.
TMC घुसपैठियों का तो स्वागत करती है, लेकिन जो अल्पसंख्यक हिंदू भाई बहन यहाँ प्रताड़ित होकर के आए हैं, देशों से निकाले गए हैं, उनका वो घोर विरोध करती है। मैंने वादा किया था, मैं इन शरणार्थी परिवारों को नागरिकता दूंगा। ये देश और बंगाल के विभाजन के समय से हमसे उम्मीद लगाए हुए हैं। ये हमारे भाई बहन हैं।
Addressing an election rally in Jamshedpur in Jharkhand, Prime Minister Modi said, for the development of the country, businesses are of paramount importance. Criticizing the Congress, he sought to know how the youth will get employment if these parties keep opposing businessmen and investors. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah, while addressing the election rally in Phulpur, Prayagraj, attacked the INDI alliance. He said that the people of the country want to see Narendra Modi as the Prime Minister for the third time. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed a public meeting in Bettiah and Pashchim Champaran parliamentary constituency in support of NDA candidates. Mr. Shah alleged that the INDI alliance is trying to mislead people on the issue of reservation and constitution.
एक मजबूत सरकार मजबूत नेता अगर देश में आता है तो कैसे काम होते हैं पहले कश्मीर में पथराव होता था आज पाक ऑक्यूपाई कश्मीर में पथराव हो रहा है पहले आजादी के नारे यहां लगते थे आज पाक ऑक्यूपाई कश्मीर में लगते हैं पहले यहां हड़तालें होती थी आज पाकिस्तान के अंदर हड़तालें होती है.
On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and SP President Akhilesh Yadav attended a joint public meeting in Allahabad constituency. Mr. Rahul Gandhi said that if the INDIA coalition government is formed, the development of the Allahabad Lok Sabha constituency will be at double pace and new industries will be set up in the area.
हिंदुस्तान के किसानों को पहली बार अनाज के लिए शुगर केन के लिए आलू के लिए कपास के लिए गारंटी करके कानूनी मिनिमम सपोर्ट प्राइस और कर्जा माफ हमारी सरकार करने जा रही है.
Mr. Akhilesh Yadav said that the alliance wants to save the constitution. We will provide you respect along with jobs.
इन बीजेपी वालों ने सब परीक्षा रद्द करा दी. मैं नौजवानों से कह के जा रहा हूं ये न केवल आपको नौकरी के लिए धोखा दिया है बल्कि आपके एक तिहाई जीवन को बर्बाद कर दिया. हम आपको भरोसा दिला के जा रहे हैं नौकरी के साथ साथ सम्मान का रोजगार मिलेगा और जो इन्होंने अग्निवीर व्यवस्था लाई है हमेशा हमेशा के लिए खत्म हो जाएगी.
In Bihar, JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed election rallies in Vaishali, Gopalganj and Sivan parliamentary constituencies. He enumerated developmental works done under the JDU-BJP-led NDA government in the past 17 years. Senior leaders of the BJP, Lok Janashakti Party and Hindustani Awam Morcha also held public meetings in support of NDA candidates in Maharajganj, Sivan, Baksar, Arar, Jehanabad and other poll-bound Lok Sabha segments. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said his party has never supported the reservation on religious basis. Talking to media persons in Patna, Mr. Ramesh said reservation on the basis of religion is unconstitutional. High voltage campaigning can be witnessed in New Delhi ahead of polling day on the 25th of this month. Key political figures across party lines are holding rallies, public meetings and roadshows to woo the voters in favour of their candidates in the fray under the seven Lok Sabha constituencies of Delhi. Today, Uttarakhand BJP leader and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami held poll campaigns in Chandani Chowk, Janakpuri and Patel Nagar in favour of party candidates. Addressing a campaign in favour of the New Delhi BJP candidate, Mr. Dhami said that the massive development under the current government indicates a positive tide in favour of the BJP in the current Lok Sabha elections. Meanwhile, AAP convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal campaigned in favour of the party candidate from South Delhi in Sangam, Bihar. Addressing the rally, he appealed to the people to vote in favour of the development done by the AAP government. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Giriraj Singh participated in an election campaign in northeast Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government's biggest focus has been on governance. In an interview with a TV channel, Mr. Modi said that the government has modernized railways and created infrastructure. He also emphasized on the mantra of pro-people, good governance. The Prime Minister said India is on a take-off stage in industrial revolution. He also stressed that decentralized industrialization network is important to make agriculture viable. In Jammu and Kashmir, the election department has taken action against 40 government employees for violation of the Model Code of Conduct in the Union Territory. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that 4 employees have been suspended. Disciplinary action has been initiated against one, besides one employee has been disengaged from service and an inquiry has been started against 34 employees. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on the Ranchi Lok Sabha constituency in Jharkhand.
Ranchi will go to polls on 25th of May in the sixth phase of Lok Sabha election. There are 27 candidates in the fray. However, the main fight will be between the BJP's Sanjay Seth and the Congress's INDIA block nominee Yashaswini Sahai. The Ranchi Lok Sabha constituency came into existence in the year 1952 and both Congress and BJP have wielded power on the seat from time to time. So far, BJP has won from the Ranchi seat 7 times, whereas Congress has won 6 times from this high-profile seat. There are over 21,88,000 voters in the constituency, which comprises 11,93,000 male electorates and 10,80,000 female electorates. The 6 legislative assembly segments that fall under this constituency are Ranchi, Hatia, Kanke, Ichhagad, Silli and Khijri. Kunal Shinde, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Severe heat wave continued to grip northwest India as Najafgarh in Delhi recorded 47.8 degrees Celsius, the highest in the country today. Mugeshpur and Pitampura also sizzled at 47.7 degrees Celsius and 47 degrees Celsius. However, various parts in the national capital registered maximum temperatures in the range of 45 to 47 degrees Celsius, which is 4 to 6 degrees above the normal range. According to IMD, most areas in Delhi were hotter as compared to cities in neighbouring Rajasthan, a state which has the Thar Desert and is known for having temperatures breaching the 50 degrees Celsius mark. In neighbouring Uttar Pradesh, Agra recorded the second highest temperature at 47.7 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, the IMD has issued a red alert for Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and West Rajasthan and an orange alert for East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Bihar due to heatwave conditions. The weather agency said heatwave to severe heatwave conditions are very likely in many pockets in Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi till Wednesday. In Kerala, as heavy rain continues, the Met Department predicts heavy rains along with thunder and lightning to continue for the next 7 days in the state. A red alert is issued in Pathanamthitta, Alappuzha, Kottayam and Idukki districts for the next 3 days. An orange alert has been declared for Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam and Ernakulam districts, while a yellow alert has been issued for the remaining 7 districts. The student enrollment under the scheduled caste category has grown by 44% from 46 lakhs in 2014-15 to 66 lakhs in 2021-22. According to a report of the National Commission for Backward Classes, minority female students' enrollment also witnessed over 42% increase. A helicopter carrying Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and senior officials in northwestern Iran today suffered a crash with information awaited for potential injuries or damage. This is reported by the official news agency of Iran, IRNA. Further details are awaited. President Raisi was returning from a ceremony to open a dam on Iran's border with Azerbaijan. The Indian team picked up its first medals in the World Para Athletics Championship, with high jumper Nishad Kumar and 200 meters runner Preeti Pal winning a silver and a bronze in Kobe, Japan today. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Punjab Kings by 4 wickets at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad this evening. Chasing 215 runs for a win, Hyderabad achieved the target with 5 balls to spare, losing 6 wickets. The second match between Rajasthan Royals and Kolkata Knight Riders at Banaspada Cricket Stadium in Guwahati has been delayed due to rain. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. State set for 5th phase of Lok Sabha polling in 49 constituencies tomorrow. Second phase of Odisha Assembly elections also to take place. Campaigning for remaining 2 phases in full swing. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses rallies in Jharkhand and West Bengal. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and SP leader Akhilesh Yadav hold public meetings in Uttar Pradesh. Severe heat wave grips northwest India. Najafgarh in Delhi records 47.8 degrees Celsius today. Heavy rain lashes Kerala. Helicopter carrying Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi makes hard landing. Rescue operations hampered because of bad weather. An Indian jumper Nishad Kumar bagged silver and runner Preeti Pal bronze in World Para Athletics Championship in Japan. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.